Hey there. How is it going? This is Bill Murphy, Mayor of the Village of Woodridge, and you're listening to the Mike Cara Radio Program, I Am the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Cara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Dr. Janet Brill, who is a registered dietitian as well as a PhD. And Dr. Brill has written a great book. It is called Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease. And, you know, when you have a heart attack, there's hope. Lifestyle changes such as diet need to be made. And there's so many good foods out there that still can be eaten. And there's so many good treats and so many yummy foods that we could still enjoy even after a heart attack, but there's also some we need to stay away from. But we appreciate Dr. Brill coming on this show and talking about her book, Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease. Dr. Brill is indeed a pleasure and honor you could join me on my program today. Okay, and a lot of people, of course, like to celebrate their culture and their heritage and continue eating Indian food or Scottish food or Irish food. I mean, for somebody that suffered a heart attack, they want to eat right. Are they still able to eat, let's say, somebody who is Indian descent, still eat that Indian food? Or
absolutely, and as long as it is not loaded with sodium. So a lot of the these ethnic kinds of foods tend to be flavored with things other than sodium, which is a good thing, such as powerful, you know, very tasty spices and herbs and things of that nature. And that is a great, great thing to do, because herbs such as oregano and rosemary and basil and all and those types of herbs and spices are, again, plant foods that are packed with these powerful antioxidant plant chemicals called phytochemicals. So that is a good thing. Just again, the ethnic foods, as long as they're not overloaded with sodium, and also don't contain much of the bad fat. You know, I write about in my book that we need an oil change in this country. And so we need to move away from the saturated fats, the hard fats, and move over to, well, the best fat is olive oil, extra virgin olive oil. So we use that in much of your cooking, and that adds so much flavor to food. So that should be not such a terrible homework assignment for cardiac patients, because it makes food taste good and it's super healthy.
In your book, you mention about oatmeal, walnut, and flaxseed pancakes. Now, are these pancakes something that have to be made from scratch then? Or?
Well, this recipe is from scratch. So, you know, ideally when you're in the kitchen, if you enjoy cooking, the food is going to be more nutritious if you make it yourself from scratch, because that way you control everything that goes in there. So all of these recipes are not completely from scratch. Some of them are not, but most of them are. If you choose not to, you could kind of refine and work with the recipes and use the, if, for example, you didn't want to start from scratch with the pancakes, you could buy a whole grain pancake mix, and that would be fine.
Oh, and now, is breakfast treats such as farina, oatmeal, or grits okay?
Oatmeal's the best. Hands down, because it's a whole grain, and I believe you can get a whole grain farina, but then it's not called farina. I believe farina is the refined kind of grain, so you would want to stay away from that. So I generally just recommend oatmeal, simply because it's easy, it's everywhere in the supermarket. And it's a whole grain, and it also is a phenomenal food, because oats have a unique kind of antioxidant that only oats have. So you would be getting that as well. Plus, oats contain a nice dose of what's called beta-glucan, which is a special kind of fiber that lowers your bad cholesterol. So you kind of get all that in one. So that's why I tend to recommend oatmeal.
And with
someone eat the cereal, you can always make pancakes out of it, or muffins, and I have recipes for those as well.
Oh, and speaking of cereal, you know, breakfast cereal, a lot of people like that. Now, as far as like box cereals and Apple Jacks and all that, is that something that people need to stay away from? Or?
Yeah, because if you look on the ingredients, remember I talked about added sugars, how that's on the American Heart Association blacklist now. Well, that is Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops and all those have, you know, massive amounts of added sugar. So that's something that you want to stay away from because that's added calories. And again, overweight is a major risk factor for getting a second heart attack and a first. So we have to watch the calories that we eat. And so that's why I always recommend, as I said before, that if you can kind of control what goes into your mouth and by making it more from scratch, then you're guaranteed to get a more nutritious product. So if you take oatmeal, it's just made from oats, and you add in the sweetener yourself, I guarantee you it will be a lot less added sugar than what you would buy in the supermarket in a pre-prepared type of cereal that you're talking about.
And yogurt seems pretty healthy, but again, does it depend on how it's prepared and what kind it is and if it's chocolate mousse and all that?
Yogurt?
Yeah, I mean, is it good? But it depends. Like maybe the super deluxe chocolate yogurt might not be the best then.
Right. Well, I like the new Greek yogurts that are out. I think they taste creamier and yummy. So, but I recommend the fat-free kind, the 0%. So what I generally do, I would rather see my patients get the 0% fat-free yogurt, which is a beautiful source of calcium, and some of the yogurts contain vitamin D, and that's the hottest vitamin topic on people's minds these days. So I like my patients to get the 0% Greek yogurt, and then you add into it. You can add a little sugar, a little honey, or you could add an artificial sweetener if you like it sweet. And then I suggest going Greek and throwing a little bit of walnuts, which are another super heart healthy food, and they contain actually a different kind of fat, the omega-3 plant fat called ALA.
And you had mentioned, Doctor, about going to the supermarket. So when you're getting your supplies and getting these foods, I mean, is a situation where you need to go to Whole Foods or can you go to your local supermarket? Or
you can buy all this stuff. This is just regular old food. This is back to basics here. There, you basically want simple, fresh, beautiful produce, beautiful a painter's palette of colors. That's the type of foods that you want to eat every day. Oatmeal you can get, a piece of fish you can get in a supermarket, greens, spinach, kale, those kinds of things you can get in the supermarket. Olive, extra virgin olive oil, you can get that in the supermarket. Apples, I do recommend figs if you can find them, and that's kind of a little bit hard to find the fresh ones, but you can get the dried figs, and they're delicious, and another incredibly nutritious superfood. So all of these things are available in the supermarket.
Oh, and is there any fruits or vegetables that somebody that suffered a heart attack should stay away from, or everything good?
I would say everything is good. I don't think that you can, unless, of course, you want to stay away from the processed fruits and vegetables, the ones that have additives, it's such a perfect food naturally that you really want to stay away, for example, from the canned peaches or something of that nature that has all the added sugar, because we talked about the added sugar. So you really can't go wrong if you get fresh, and of course local, locally grown is always nice. So those kinds of food, you really can't go wrong with any kind of fruit and vegetable that's fresh, and again, locally grown is good.
And as far
it tastes better.
Yeah, exactly. As far as nuts, are all nuts, we're talking about walnuts, but I mean, is all nuts good, or is there any we should avoid? Or
well, most nuts are good, but I like my patients to kind of zero in on walnuts and almonds. Pistachios are good as well, simply because I know of much research has been done using those particular kinds of nuts. So, but they differ. For example, almonds contain a huge amount of monounsaturated fat, the kind in olive oil. which, as opposed to walnuts, which contain the kind of fat that I mentioned previously, the plant omega-3 fat ALA. So, but both of them contain great fat, and they have a lot of other nutrients as well, fiber and vitamins and antioxidants.
Okay, Dr. Brill, you know what? That sounds great. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Dr. Janet Brill, who is a registered dietitian as well as a nutritionist and as well as a PhD, and she has written a fantastic book, a really helpful book for all of us. It is called Prevent a Second Heart Attack, 8 Foods, 8 Weeks to Reverse Heart Disease. Definitely a great read, a lot of valuable information. You are listening to the Mike Carrier Radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our last segment of this edition of our program today.